Welcome to worship. It's wonderful to see all of those who braved coming into the sanctuary today. I'm grateful that you are here safely as it's cold temperatures and icy roads, and so grateful that you are here safely. Those of us that are worshiping together online, we're glad that you are here with us also. At Anderson First United Methodist Church, we make disciples for Jesus Christ by following our pathway, living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. I'm Reverend Corrine Borev, and leading worship with me this morning will be Frank and Sarah Lader, Allie Hall, Mary Brown, and music by our excellent sanctuary choir. Hope Springs Eternal. This is a daily devotional book you are welcome to pick up. There are plenty of copies either at the Welcome Center just outside of the sanctuary or at the church office. There are some also available there. You're welcome to take one to share with someone that you know. The Society of St. Andrews that prepared the devotional book for us is a United Methodist founded society that is concerned and takes action to serve those who are hungry in the United States. And so they have quite a mission that they fulfill. You'll see a little bit about them in their devotional book. But it is a devotional book for the days of Lent, which began on Wednesday, but you are still welcome to use it every day that we have moving now through Lent. Loving, Learning, and Leading. This is a workshop that will be available online, or you can join me. I'm going to attend that in person. This is on March 15th. Registration is by March 1. So you'll want to register. You can do so. There's information at the Welcome Center. There's also information at the tables in the back as you enter the sanctuary. But join me in this. Bishop Bob Farr will be leading our session together, and he'll be talking about moving forward in the mission of the church. So I'm very hopeful that it'll be something that will inspire us to move forward together. Also, this week, the Lenten study will begin on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. All of you are welcome to join me. If you don't, or if you do, you may smell the baking of bread. This is meeting Jesus at the table, and we will have different bread experiences as we also study Jesus and the different places that he shared meals with those of his followers and those who were otherwise, and also who was at his tables, and then take a look at what was eaten at those tables. So it should be a very different, very enlightening study that we share through this season of Lent. It will culminate with our meeting together for the Last Supper. We do have some handouts, and I didn't have an opportunity to invite Kathy to share, but I'll do that next week. If you have questions, I believe they are orange handouts on the back tables for your information. If you have questions, you may reach out to Kathy Keene, and we'll have her offer some more explanation for that next week. Let us now stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. As you return to your seats, I invite you to look forward and wave. I was reminded that our online worshipers can see you. So if you would wave at them and give a big smile, we welcome them as well to our worship service. Thank you. Let us now center our hearts for worship with the music from Susan Finger.
We are at the beginning of the journey through the season of Lent to complement our prayers, sacrifices this Lent season. Each Sunday, we will recall one of Jesus' final seven statements on the cross. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." As we extinguish this light, we recognize the many injustices in our world and the pain and suffering which they cause others in our world.
God of love, your Son laid down his life for us and taught us the ultimate act of love, which is forgiveness. Even on the cross and in his suffering, his thoughts were focused on others. Each week, we will witness how we slip further into darkness when we fail to love our brothers and sisters in need like Christ did. Open our hearts to trust in the Lord and his steadfast loving mercy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us stand and join together in our call to worship and our opening hymn. After he was baptized by John, Jesus went by himself into the wilderness where he was tempted. 40 days in the desert, Jesus was tempted to become relevant, spectacular, and powerful. Today we begin to journey with Jesus through the season of Lent, which brings us to face some of our own weaknesses and temptations. Let us worship God and walk the journey together, seeking the Spirit as our guide and companion along the way.
To invite all of the children down for our children's moment. Hey, take a seat. All right, good job, guys. Okay, why don't you go ahead and open up our bag and see what's inside? I bet you could have taken a guess. What is it?
A water bottle.
It's a water bottle. Who has seen a water bottle before? Everyone. Now, have you seen my water bottle? I almost put it in here, but it's too heavy. It is very, very big and covered in stickers. I try to drink like a gallon of water a day. That's a lot of water. A lot. You get one kidney stone and you say, never again. So what we're going to talk about today at First Kids is water. So I want you guys to think about every time you see water, when you're maybe taking a bath or you're driving and you pass one of the many, many ponds that you see around here, or maybe when it rains or when the snow melts, we're going to learn about a true story from the Bible that involves a lake and Jesus and his disciples. Do you know what a disciple is?
One of Jesus's followers.
Very good. It's the people who follow Jesus and learn Jesus. And that's kind of like us, isn't it? We follow and we learn Jesus too, but we learn from the disciples. And today we're going to hear a story that involves water and Jesus and the disciples. All right, you guys ready to head downstairs to class and learn about that? Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
We are living, breathing messages of God's love for the world. This is our work of faith, our labor of love, and our steadfast hope in Jesus Christ. Like the earliest Christians, we are here in this place because of the commitment, faith, and generosity of others who shared the good news of the gospel in their time. So we turn now in our time and share our faith and our commitment through the generous giving to support the ministry of this church. Let us gather our gifts together, here in person and online on our website, and offer them to God in gratitude and praise.
Thank you.
God of the wilderness, we give these offerings in gratitude, rejoicing in the abundance of your gifts to us. We give these offerings in faith, trusting that you will provide for our needs. We give these offerings in hope, knowing you can use them to spread your love in this world. And with these offerings, we give ourselves. May we live with generous hearts and open hands. Amen.
May you speak God's love. I invite you to pray with me. Gracious God, Lent is hard for us, a sharp reminder that even as Christians, we are sometimes still a mess, stubborn, hard-hearted, indifferent to others, unforgiving, uncourageous, smug. Forgive us again, and make us so grateful for that forgiveness that we also forgive, even and especially those who have most injured us. Create in us, as often as we need it, a clean heart, a fresh and open spirit, an Easter light that shines through, even as we navigate Lent and remember your suffering and sacrifice and repent. Thank you for cleaning up the mess, for pointing us always toward others, toward goodness, light, and unfailing love. Amen. And now I invite you to pray together with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel. The reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." In the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel chapter 36, 25 to 27. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." This is God's word for God's people today. Thanks be to God.
His home was in Paris. Actually, his home was the airport in Paris. He lived there in the airport. He had no identification due to a lot of different circumstances. He had no documentation. He had no family anywhere that could identify him. He had no way to move out of the airport. They wouldn't allow him out of the gates, out of the city. He could not get on another plane to go anywhere else because he had no identification, no visa, no passport to go anywhere. And so there he stayed. And for 11 years, he lived there in the Paris airport. They actually gave him a spot in Terminal 1 and said, this is where you can live. They weren't going to excommunicate him out of the airport. He had no place to go. And so they let him live in Terminal 1, and he had a bench and a table that were his, and he cleaned up in the restroom, and he ate out of the graciousness of employees of the airport. This actually became a movie. Steven Spielberg made a movie of it called The Terminal. True story. This man lived there for 11 years. He had been excommunicated from his country, so there was no chance of connecting and going home that way. And after 11 years, the Paris authorities, the French authorities began to think, you know, we'll just give him a residence permit. He's now a resident of Paris. And we'll give him also an international card so that he can now travel about. And he was free. He could actually leave the airport and go anywhere that he wanted to go. And he stayed. It was too scary to move outside of the airport, to leave his home, so he didn't. In fact, he lived there a total of 18 years until he died in 2022. He lived inside the airport, couldn't bring himself to leave home. But you know, we know what it's like to leave home. Every one of us has done that. Every one of us has left home, whether because of a marriage or maybe a divorce. Our lives change. Some of us leave home willingly and eager to do so. Some of us, not so much. We're not so eager to go about that. Some of us can leave home because of our choice. Others, there are circumstances that actually push us out the door. But all of us, in one way or another, have left home. And this leaving home, as we understand it for this morning, has a big, broad understanding, a definition there of leaving what is familiar, what is comfortable, what is predictable. That's home. And so it fits a lot of different circumstances. Again, we can leave home because of a marriage. We can leave home because of a divorce. Leave home, there's a new home awaiting for us when there's a birth of a child or the death of a loved one. The loss of what is familiar, comfortable, predictable. Leave home when we have a new job or a loss of a job. Leave home in retirement. Leave home at the loss of health. Losing what is, again, familiar, predictable, comfortable. Many, many ways that we leave home. And we have a spiritual leaving home. That's what Lent is about. Leaving home for Lent. Now we have this this story that we have from Mark. And out of 7 verses, Jesus goes from being in Nazareth to beginning his ministry. Mark is the gospel of brevity. And there's some reason to that. Scholars believe that Mark had a sense of urgency on our behalf. None of the frills of the story. We needed to get right down to business. And that's where we are in Lent. We're at the business end of our faith. Working and being aware that we can move ourselves closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Now, in Mark's gospel, in all 3 of the synoptic gospels, Matthew 4, Luke 4, we hear that Jesus leaves Nazareth. That was his home. That's where he was raised. And he traveled then right to the Jordan River, according to Mark. And there he met John, his cousin, who baptized him. And in the midst of the baptism, we have God opening up the heavens and the Holy Spirit descending and the voice saying, "This is my beloved Son." Identifying Jesus and his ministry to begin. And immediately, he moves into the wilderness. You see, our Lent journey is through the wilderness. That's what these 40 days represent. Jesus is 40 days in the wilderness being tempted, as we said in our call to worship, to be tempted to relevance, to be spectacular. We too are tempted by those things. We too are in a time of wilderness and being aware of those things that tempt us all the time. And you see, this gospel, according to Mark, is amazing gospel, because then we have Jesus who moves through the wilderness. We don't hear about all the different temptations here. And he begins his ministry. But we also know that even in the midst of this change, because you see, this is all about changing, even our message in Ezekiel, the Old Testament. Ezekiel is telling us about what this change is all about. And later we see it in Jesus Christ and through his life and his death and his resurrection. But Ezekiel is saying, God's not asking you to maintain, to subscribe to a whole set of new rules to follow God. God's calling you to be a new person. And Ezekiel tells, he describes how that's to take place. First of all, you're going to be cleansed. You're going to be washed clean. All this sin, all those things you have done, all the things you haven't done, are washed clean. You begin anew. And then you are renewed. A heart that has become like stone is renewed. It's changed. It's become life once again. So we are renewed, we are cleansed, we are renewed, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to not only fill us and guide us, but fill us overflowing so that others too may see and may know And Mark, again, all about change. Now, some of us, and I don't, whether change is good or bad, change is change and it's always difficult. And there are some who much rather just stay right where they are. Thank you very much. I'm comfortable. I'm familiar. This is predictable. Good to go. But that's not what Lent calls us to. That's not what Jesus calls us to. Jesus had to move forward. He moved into the wilderness. He couldn't even stay basking in the midst of a baptism with the Holy Spirit right there with him, descending upon him like the dove and the voice of God booming. He couldn't just stay and bask in all of that. He immediately went to the wilderness. We too have to move forward as alive people seeking to follow Jesus Christ. We have to move forward. We step into the time of Lent, the wilderness time, to become more aware of who we are. That's how we began on Ash Wednesday. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You were created out of the dirt, and God breathed life into you, a gift from God. You are God's creation. And God's booming voice, "This is my beloved," that's you too. God loves you so much that he breathes into you life out of God's great love for each one of you, each one of us. The Gospel of Mark, a powerful gospel that speaks to our hearts and our minds and begins us on our journey into a wilderness time. Into a time where we will take a close, hard look at ourselves and who God is calling us to be. And we are left being led by the words of Jesus Christ, who says, "Repent and believe the good news." We are to refocus. We are to trust in Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel. Let us pray. God, we are entering our own wilderness time where we will become aware of just who we are in your eyes. May we see clearly and follow Jesus' words to repent and believe in your good news, the good news that you have for us through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing. Jesus, in his life and example, God opens a door for us. God tears open the heavens and comes fully into our lives. Praise be to God. Stand for the benediction. Something new is happening. Go into these days of Lent and refocus and trust in the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.